Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, the latest HIV surveillance data published by the UK Health Security Agency shows that the number of heterosexual men and women newly diagnosed with HIV in England has increased. Another study provided by Public Health Scotland shows that no cervical cancer cases have been detected in fully vaccinated women following the HPV immunisation programme in Scotland. Dr. Aisling Loy, consultant in sexual health at St James Hospital and Himeris Health Clinic, is with me now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Are we seeing the same trends here as they're seeing in the UK?
We are. So with the HIV, we are seeing an increase year on year. At the rate we're going this year, we'll probably be up to 1,000 new cases in Ireland. But just to explain that figure, that's not new cases being diagnosed in Ireland. Most of those now, they are diagnosed mostly abroad and coming here for work or for whatever reason.
So you mean they come here with the infection, pre-diagnosed somewhere else.
Exactly.
But then they have to register here in order to
be treated. Access care, because it's a public health issue and everyone gets free care with HIV because we want to make sure that there's no onward transmissions in Ireland. So it's really important that those people are engaged in services, that services are well funded to take on the huge new numbers that we are seeing. And we're looking at probably a 20% increase again this year.
Is there HIV tourism then?
No, it's not tourism, so to speak.
You know what I mean? Coming here because the treatment is free.
It's free in most countries. So okay. I think it's free. It's free throughout the world. If I went to America or went to France or wherever, I would be receiving, because it's seen as a public health issue. So it's not so much that they're coming because they can't get care elsewhere. Even in African countries, they would be given care. It's just for, you know, there's international migration going on at the moment and economic migration. So we see an increase in numbers coming into Ireland. However, the good news story for Ireland is that our measures are working here to prevent new diagnosis of people in Ireland. So that they're not getting HIV in Ireland. So our new diagnosis...
Our numbers are going down?
Are going down. So the rate has gone down 16% since 2019. We look at the pre-COVID figures and it was 4 per 100,000 new diagnoses, whereas now it's down to 3.4. So it's a 16% decrease. So our measures that we're implementing are working. So things like the PrEP program, the condom distribution program, the STI testing program, and the early treatment to prevent onward transmission. So if we pick up infections, we get people on treatment really
quickly. So going back to the UK figures, when their rates of diagnosis are on the increase, is it the same phenomenon of migration?
When they look at it, it is mostly people who have already been diagnosed elsewhere. So it is a migration phenomenon generally. And their rates are going down of new transmissions within the UK as well, again, because of their PrEP programme. And the same measures that we've implemented here is bringing down the new infections in Ireland.
Now, there are treatments, as we mentioned, and there are prophylactic measures that one can take. But is it possible that there are people going around with HIV as yet undiagnosed, living life normally, or would the symptoms be very evident fairly quickly?
No, so it's most people with HIV have absolutely no idea they have it. And often you get asked this when I, you know, have diagnosed a new patient. Usually every week we'll have a few new patients and they'll say, well, gosh, I felt well, I've been fine, I don't understand. There's also this misconception that people have that when they go to their GP for bloods, there's this magical, wonderful blood test that tests for everything, like the Elizabeth Holmes sort of phenomenon, that there's this drop of blood that tests for everything. There's no such thing. So you have to specifically be requesting
that
test.
You have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. There's no sort of indication on a general blood test. There's no such thing as a general blood test. Your GP might look at your full blood count or your kidney function or your liver function. But unless you're specifically getting a HIV test, you've not been tested for HIV. So people often think, well, sure, I would have been checked for that, but they aren't.
Yeah. So when would it become inevitable that they would spot it? How far advanced into the disease?
It varies from person to person. The average is around, say, 5 to 8 years that people start getting AIDS indicator infections, get quite run down. Some people only present when they're really, really unwell and they end up in the emergency department, maybe with an opportunistic infection, like a mass on the brain or something like that, or a really bad pneumonia.
And is it too late to effectively treat at that stage?
No, there's very few people we can't bring back to good health nowadays. So it's very unusual now in modern medicine for people to die of these illnesses, but it's much better to be diagnosed before your immune system's compromised. So, you know, we still have this issue in Ireland where 45% of our new diagnoses are what we call late presenters. So they're not being diagnosed at opportunities prior, you know, they're waiting the 5 years.
So how would people suggest to themselves that they be tested? I mean, what kind of behaviour might they look to in their own past? Because any sexual congress with someone who's infected could actually lead to this.
Exactly. So if you've never had a test and you've had, you know, several sexual partners, it would be, you know, a good time to get it done. You can do the home testing kit. It's very easy to order free to your house with the SH24. But if you're getting things like, there's some things we call indicator conditions, such as recurrent pneumonias, even cervical abnormalities, dysplasias that are not getting better, any what we call blood dyscrasias, so where you're getting low platelets or abnormalities in your blood screening, people with lymphomas, certain cancers, they should all get HIV tested.
Now, HIV was, we remember the epidemic well, and particularly in the United States, New York, a death sentence.
Yeah.
That is no longer the case because of the drugs and the prophylaxis and so on. What are the latest developments in terms of HIV care?
Yeah, so at the moment, so whenever we look back, when I first worked in HIV years ago, and in, as my children call it, the late 1900s, which makes me feel super old. Basically, you know, there was a multitude of drugs people had to take every day just to stay alive. But nowadays, for the large majority of people, it's one tablet a day. The latest developments, it's again, it's not been used very widely as yet, but it's a sign of the times to come, are injectables, where patients are coming to monthly for an injection. Again, very few are on that yet. It's at the early stages and it will probably roll out to more and more people. But it's great because some people find it difficult to travel for work. Sure. If they're going to countries where, you know, they mightn't be allowed in with HIV medications, or, you know, they have issues, say, with people, family members seeing their drugs if they were living in community settings. So it's really great progress for a lot of people.
Do you think we'll see the day when there'll be slow release implants, for example?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the next step will be in the HIV prevention, that it will become injectables rather than daily tablets for preventing getting HIV.
Now, in terms of prevention, there's a great success story in the HPV vaccine.
Yeah, so this was one of the first publications showing that national data, longitudinal national data. So we've always known that the HPV vaccine is safe and it's effective, but it's great to have the concrete proof. So in Scotland, they published this where they looked at 40,000 girls who were the first ones, because they're only coming through now. Mm-hmm. So we've had to wait a long time because these girls were 14 or under 14 when they got vaccinated back in 2008. And now they're of the age when you would expect to start seeing some cervical cancer in that cohort. And in that cohort, when they've looked at them now, those 40,000 girls, they've had zero cervical cancers, when they would have expected 17 in that group. So that 17 prevented. That's a very good news story. And I just encourage people. I've a daughter myself in first year who'll be getting that vaccine this year, and it's very safe and very effective.
Now, last year you spoke to us about the significant rise in STIs, an increase of about 30% on the previous year. How are we doing in 2024?
We're looking better in 24 from the traditional bacterial infections. So we really peaked in 22 and 23. There was a huge surge on the previous year, and we were up 30%. But this year, so far, we get the weekly figure, so far we're down about 15% with chlamydia, about 10% with gonorrhea. Now that's from an unprecedented high, so we're still not at very low infection rates, but it's definitely getting better. We're still seeing rises in things like herpes and syphilis. Again, syphilis is up again 20%. It's hard to know the reason exactly for this. These are skin infections rather than the ones that like chlamydia and gonorrhea that are from bodily fluids. So I think there's still something in the, there's a lot more mucosal surfaces, there's a lot more hair removal, there's a lot more partners still. So I think that's why we're seeing a lot more of these infections passing.
Right. So hopefully the decrease will continue as a
hopefully,
trend.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah.
All right. Dr. Aisling Loy, consultant in sexual health at St. James Hospital and Himrose Health Clinic. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Every year, thousands of people go to their very first concert. Our boosted signal at large events means they can always call a taxi to get home.
Mom? Yeah. It was grand. Do you think you could pick me up?
Every connection counts, which is why Ireland can count on our network. Vodafone. Together we can.
Subject to coverage availability. Limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.